mother truckers. Welcome to a fancy New Year's edition of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, just above Hollywood Boulevard, from the Florida room, as long as it stays helicopter free and the gardeners keep the fuck away today. I don't know why everybody thinks it's gardening time in Hollywood. Usually this happens on a Wednesday. Today is not Wednesday. Today is Tuesday, to be exact. And it will be Tuesday on this show until Friday when there's a new one. But that's another story altogether. But welcome, y'all, to the New Year's edition of Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. I hope everybody's doing good. You should be. I hope some of y'all are taking like some time off for the holiday. I did a little bit. But then I was working like a dog some of the time. You know, because this Hollywood Hick shit don't pay all the bills. I actually have to do a day job along the way sometimes. But that's okay. I'll deal with it. That's how we roll. So do a couple of plugs. But I hope y'all are listening to us on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And if you ain't just listening to the Hollywood Hick, I'm loving you because we got other great shows on here. We got the Crab Diving. Diving guys, Ryan and Pat, hysterical. They'll keep you abreast on liberal politics. I sit in with them every once in a while, so that way I can sound smarter than I really am. Because here on the Hollywood Hick, I only talk about things that are important to me, which is basically the things that aren't really that important at all, aside from pop culture, stupid criminals, things of that nature, whatever the hell I feel like talking about, ranting and raving about, because that's what I do a lot, apparently. Apparently, I like to rant and rave on this program, and I'm perfectly fine with that. And if y'all ain't, then why the fuck are you listening? Because that's one of my issues with people. If you don't like something, why do you pay it so much damn attention? But I'm hoping everybody's loving the Hollywood Hick because I love the Hollywood Hick. It's too much mother trucking fun. It's more fun than I know what to do with. And but aside from those ones, other shows on here, I hope you're listening to Rick Wood do the Morning Wood Show every day on the weekdays from 8 till 10. These are Pacific times, by the way. I don't feel like doing maths today. I don't want to have to think. It's New Year's. I'm on holiday, aka vacation, I reckon. So do your own math. All these times are Pacific. If you want to do it on the East Coast, add 3. If you're somewhere in the middle, figure out the math. I ain't doing it. But Rick is hysterical. And we've also got the Canna Linguist, who'll keep you abreast on any weed-related matters that you need. So like if you want to know what's happening with Mary and Wanda, two very good friends of mine, you can listen to the Canna Linguist. They'll fill you in on that. We got the Double Decker or Upper Decker guys. I always want to call them the Double Decker guys, and that is completely wrong. The Upper Decker guys talking about sports shit, the stuff I don't know nary a thing about, because that's when the homo gene kicks in, and I don't pay attention to sports very much. I know there's sports, and I know things happen. Like, I know that there was this Michael Sam fella who wanted to be a football player, like the first out official homo football player. According to rumors, there's others that are just all up in the closet up in there, and from the treatment he got, I'm thinking that would probably be a better place to stay if you're on a football team like the NFL. Just let Michael Sam take the heat. You just keep throwing balls, catching balls, and playing with balls in your spare time, but just keep it on the down low in the locker room, because those dudes are not equipped. They have not evolved. Football players apparently have not evolved enough to be able to handle a homo in the locker room. Although there probably has always been homos in the locker room as long as frickin' there has been sports, because whether people want to believe it or not, homos can be good at sports. Because we don't choose to does not mean we can't. There is a marked difference. That's what I'm saying. So just realize sometimes when this homo sneaks up on you in a game and like kicks your ass and you weren't expecting it, that's because we're way better than you want to give us credit for it. Really, whatever. So we're going to move on. But this is the New Year's edition of the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live if you want to hear these live, because the Hollywood Hick comes on the set. Sevens every day. So 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m. Do your math if you're other parts of the country, or then if you're in the world and listening to this, like if you're over across the pond somewhere listening to Hollywood Hick, God bless you. Just bless your little heart. Thank you so much. But I was looking, you know, I was like, what the hell's been going on for New Year's this year? Because everybody wants to go out and party and do all this. And it's really not like one of my least favorite times to go out and party. I'm being forced to go do it this year. Because some friends are coming in town, and they have fun killers. That's what I call children. But these fun killers keep them from having fun all the time like I can. So when things like New Year's roll around, they think that the world must stop so that we can all party with their dumbasses. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's going to be fun. I'm making it sound like it's a chore or torture or whatever. It's not. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible, because let me tell you, in this town of Hollywood, let me tell you, I don't know if it's wherever you people live, but it is out here. It's a royal pain in the ass to get anywhere anywhere. Even if you drive, it sucks because parking is a freaking issue. Like out here, parking is such a commodity, right? So I try not to drive because I drink. And I like to drink a lot. And so if I cut the car out of the situation, I'm doing me and everybody else on the road a favor because that way I won't be out there one of these many drunk drivers that's going to be out. And I don't want to have to deal with, like, I don't want to go to jail again. That's really what it boils down to. So I try to pick things that I can do where I don't have to deal with that. And luckily, because I live here in Hollywood, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, we actually have a little bit of a subway that comes through here. Like, L.A. has got no sub. Like, public transportation here pales in comparison to the rest of the world. Wherever you people are, I can guarantee you will have better public transportation than what the Hollywood Hick is saddled with here in the entertainment capital of the world, by the way. Yet we have some shitty public transportation. They can't even get it right. Like, my friend was trying to get back from the gosh damn airport yesterday, right? Was good. They have this thing called the Flyaway bus out here, right? The Flyaway bus, supposed to take you from Hollywood to the airport, supposed to be hassle-free, make it easy for you to get there because we don't have any train that goes to the airport because that would be too mother trucking logical, right? So my friend is stuck on this thing. Apparently what it does is it just picks people up late, apparently, and then circles the airport endlessly, I guess, I'm assuming, until it gets enough people to justify driving all the way to Hollywood or whatever. But my friend was on there for like an hour circling the airport. I kept getting texts from him. At the last text, I thought he was going to, like, if I saw on the news that somebody had gone crazy and caused that bus to crash, I would have known exactly where to point the popo. Actually, I wouldn't, because I am not a cop caller, because that's what they call them on Mob Wives, when you call the cops. Oh, and speaking of Mob Wives, while we're on the subject, I'll just get this out here. If you have noticed, there have not been Mob Wives updates in the last couple of few episodes of the Hollywood Hick. Well, actually, there was not one last Friday, and I apologize, on account of Christmas happened. Okay? I don't know what you celebrate, but I celebrate Christmas. So, because I was celebrating Christmas and drank too much and ate too much on Christmas Day, and then I had to go to work the following day because people are slave drivers out here and insist on making me go to work on the day after Christmas when I've had way too much wine and way too much turkey, ham, potatoes, all the shit I ate. It was delicious over at my friend's house, right? I didn't have to cook a damn thing. It was one of the best things about Christmas this year. I did not have to fly to North Carolina and deal with the airport nonsense because people are nuts and everybody is entitled and I can't handle it, and it's hard for me to go to my happy place anymore when I get on those things. And the last time I was on a plane, the flight attendant was so mother trucking rude, and I called her out on it and told her she needed to apologize. And I am not making this shit up, mother truckers. They were gonna not let this plane take off because I told a flight attendant that she was rude and should apologize. Now, everybody within earshot of me agreed with me, so don't think the Hollywood Hick is being difficult, because that ain't how it went down. But then another freaking, I'm guessing the head steward or whatever you want to call stewardess or whatever, freaking homo comes over and, like, and I hate when they do this shit, when they bend down, like, get down on your level so they can talk to you. This motherfucker basically told me that, one, I was not going to get an apology for this rude ass see you next Tuesday of a flight attendant who would not make eye contact after the fact because she knew she was wrong. Everybody around me knew she was wrong. People were, like, threatening to leave complaints and everything after we got off the plane. This woman was so wrong in the way that she behaved. But they were not going to let this plane take off because I told the flight attendant that she was rude and needed to apologize. And so he comes over and I looked this motherfucker dead in the face, and it took every ounce of restraint I had. But I basically said, I am not going to hold up this whole plane because I'm not that person who will hold up a whole entire plane full of people because your rude ass bitch ass co-worker can't mind her freaking manners. Where manners have gone in this country is beyond me anymore, by the way. While we're on this subject, now I'm getting on a rant. But parents, first and foremost, you are the parent. You need to instill manners and some sense of freaking right and wrong in your children. That is not schools and teachers' sole job. It's to teach them history, math, English, and they're supposed to go to school. Don't homeschool your children, by the way, because you end up with socially retarded morons who cannot function in society because they've never had to be socialized. So please, parents, socialize your motherfucking children while we're on that. But whatever. But that plane wouldn't take off all because of that nonsense. And I don't even know how I got off on this tangent, but I did. But my intent was to talk about how New Year's Eve is probably one of the worst days ever for going out. I hate it. It's crowded. It's full of people. Like, okay, I don't know if y'all listen to John Oliver on his, like, his HBO program that the name of is escaping me right now. But this dude, he used to be on The Daily Show, and there's this British dude who comes over here, does, like, his news show where it's, like, funny and, like, breaks it down and makes it real. But he, I guess his show is on hiatus or something like that. But he had, like, a YouTube video that's gone out, and it's been pretty viral. So he puts into perspective New Year's Eve better than anybody I have heard put it into perspective in a really long time. So here, whatever, because I ain't going to ever do it any better than this dude. So here goes John Oliver talking about New Year's Eve and why it is a shit day to go out on the town, because it really and truly is. I mean, nobody breaks it down like this. So here we go. John Oliver on his news program on HBO that I can't remember the name of. Here he goes talking about New Year's Eve and why it is horribly horrible. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Hello there, YouTube. I'm John Oliver. Last week tonight is still not quite back on the air, and yet I'm still popping up here occasionally to ruin everybody's holidays. Why? Why? Because by now, everyone is probably sick of them. Hanukkah has come and gone. Christmas just passed. And as everyone knows, right now, we're just wrapping up Kwanzaa. And if you celebrate any of those holidays, you're undoubtedly exhausted. If you celebrate all of them, your last name probably has several hyphens in it. But tonight brings a holiday that unites all of us, no matter our religious background or ethnicity. And it unites us in hating it. And that's New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is like the death of a pet. You know it's going to happen, but somehow you're never really prepared for how truly awful it is. New Year's Eve is the worst. It combines three of the least pleasant things known to mankind. Forced interaction with strangers, being drunk, cold and tired, and having to stare at Ryan Seacrest for five solid minutes, waiting for him to tell you what the time is. Honestly, the best thing you can do is avoid the whole evening. And to do that, you're going to need some excellent and specific excuses. And this is where we come in. So first, here's a scenario. Let's say you have a friend who just got divorced and wants to hang out and do some guy stuff. This is a tricky one, because guy stuff, as we all know, is code for strip clubs. And you should absolutely not spend New Year's Eve in a strip club, unless Ebola goes airborne and the only cure is glitter. That's the only appropriate moment to do that. So, what you need to do, tell your friend that your cousin Paul Smecker has suddenly become ill and that he needs some of your bonezymes. Now, clearly, none of that's true. Bonezymes are a thing I just made up, and Paul Smecker is the name of Willem Dafoe's character in The Boondock Saints. And here's the thing, though. If your friend knows that offhand, cut him out of your life forever. That's a terrible movie. Either way, you're free. OK, so, second scenario. Let's say you've been invited to a party at a friend's house. Obviously, you don't want to go. That's a five-hour commitment if you leave at 12:01. Think of it this way. Do you really want to sit on your friend's sofa and watch hummus turn brown all night? No, nobody does. So here's the trick, and this actually works for everything. New Year's Eve parties it works for, bar mitzvahs, wakes, it works for everything. Simply tell them you're doing a cleanse. Now, true. Here's the thing. Yes, you're right, that's not technically an excuse, but the beauty is there will be no follow-up questions because nobody wants to hear about your f***ing cleanse. Nobody. So you're out. You're out. Lastly, if you're invited out on a girls' night, I can't really help you. And I'll tell you why. I've never been asked to join a girls' night, which I think is because I'm such a Samantha and women are intimidated by my energy. That's what I'm guessing. But what I'm saying is, the best way to celebrate the spirit of New Year's Eve is by lying. The first line of Auld Lang Syne should be, should old acquaintance be forgot? And there's no better way of doing that than completely blowing off all your friends and family. And if you do this right, you will be in bed on New Year's Eve at 11:45 after watching all five Die Hard movies. Happy New Year to all of you. We will be back in 2015.
For straight up real, have truer words ever been spoken about this incessant holiday? I would love nothing more than to just sit on my couch and watch those fucking Die Hard movies than to have to get in the train. Because, okay, he is making valid points. The being cold and all that kind of shit. I realize I live in Hollywood, that's what we're doing, but this year, guess what? I have plans to go downtown to a park to be outside where LA is trying to recreate New York's Madison Square Garden or wherever the fuck that is where that ball falls down. Right, where Ryan Seacrest will be sitting there telling you the time, according to John Oliver, which I think is hysterical. Who wants to watch him for 5 minutes just to know what time it is? That's fucking hysterical. But it's going to be cold as fuck. I'm going to be stuck out here in downtown. And the event I'm going through, I just looked at it yesterday, booze free. Who in their right mind ever heard of a booze free New Year's Eve? One, I don't trust people who don't drink. So that's just a problem in and of itself. And two, booze-free, you know what that means? That means I have to get wasted before I can get there and try to figure out a way to smuggle. So now you're making me a criminal when I don't need to be. Why you gotta make me smuggle? Give me some booze on New Year's Eve. That's bullshit. Thank God it's downtown and there's 957,000 bars down there that I could stumble into. And hopefully they won't be crowded full of. That's the other thing. You go in there, you can't get a drink forever because there's people who ain't never been to a damn bar. So they sit there and they're ordering all of these stupid, fancy, douchebag, hipster craft cocktails that take forever. I'm going to tell you people something. When it comes to going up to the bar, know what the fuck you want, order it, and move on. And if your cocktail involves more than two ingredients, you're an asshole, and you need to get the fuck out of my way. If you sit there and order in some freaking fancy-ass whatever cocktail du jour, like right now with pickle juice in it. Now, I love a pickle, but I do not want a goddamn pickle juice in my cocktail, period. None of that. But that's what's all over Hollywood area right now. Everybody's putting pickle juice in shit. If you order anything all fancy and crazy, you're an asshole, and you need to get out of the fucking way, period. That's all I have to say on that. Actually, no. Two-ingredient cocktail. That's what I'm saying. So when you go up there, you order a vodka soda. You order a Jack and Coke. You order that way, and I'll have three beers, and you know exactly what beers. You don't need to ask them what beers. All bars have pretty much the same beer, and if you see a giant row of taps behind the bartender, then look at them and decide which one you want. It is not time for you to sit there and ask which ones are better, this and that. He's busy. The rest of us want to drink, and all we want to do is smash your face into that bar because you're holding up the line, and you're busting my buzz, and I do not like it when somebody busts my buzz, especially when I'm trying to catch one to be able to deal with all you fuckers who never go out on any other day except for holidays that you go ruin. That's why I don't go out on New Year's. I try not to go out on Cinco de Mayo. I don't go out on St. Patrick's Day. I don't go out on Halloween if I can avoid it because, well, actually Halloween I do because that's like a high homo day. That one I try to like regulate, and I go to a house party or something. It's easier to regulate a house party than trying to go out into a field full of people who are drunk and in really bad costumes. But stop it. Stop that frickin' thinking that your craft cocktail is what you need. You don't. Because honestly, the second one is going to taste, they're not good. Well, I don't even know where I'm going with this. But that's the thing. But I'm telling you, it's going to be fucking cold out here, y'all. The Hollywood egg is going to be frozen on New Year's Eve because it's actually supposed to get almost freezing. And when it gets that cold in Hollywood, we feel like the Arctic winds have set in. And that is the gosh honest truth. But this man is completely onto it. And the other thing he has dead on, I will tell you dead on because I have used this tactic for years, but that whole thing about telling people you're on a cleanse to get out of something, now, it's a variation on a theme, but the thing I've always done is all you got to do is tell somebody you got the runs. Like if you need to get off of work one day, you just call in and you say, I got the runs or something to that effect because nobody wants to hear anything beyond that. They don't want to know what caused your runs. They don't want to know how frequent they are. They don't want to know how loose it is. They don't want to know none of that. So that is a brilliant approach. I've used it for years because nobody will question you because they don't want to know. Only a sick fuck will, and hopefully you don't all work for sick fucks. That's just the way it is. And poor John Oliver, if you have never been out on a ladies' night, then you are missing out. Because let me tell you, when the ladies ditch the fellas, they are a freaking hoot. I have been to more bachelor parties, this and that, or bachelorette parties and whatnot, because when you're a homo, they include you on these things. So I get to go to the bachelor and the bachelorette party. And I will tell you straight up, under no certain terms, the bachelorettes have more fun at their parties. Because you fellas, all you want to do is go to that titty bar he was talking about. And now I love a titty bar. I have told people over and over how much I love titties. I am a big fan. You cannot grow up on a healthy diet of Dolly Parton and Wonder Woman and not have an appreciation for a nice ample rack. Period. Ain't gonna happen. But the way you approach those titties is boring as fuck sometimes because y'all are sitting there just enamored, mesmerized by a pair of fake ass titties bouncing in your face. And I am not trying to diminish a fake titty because I also am a fan of fake titties as long as they are proportional. Now, when you go overboard and your titties are like giant freaking like one of those balls that people do exercises on, that's a little much. But if you enhance your titty size to fit your frame and it's a, like to where you feel better about yourself and you're like get you some titties because titties are power. I've always said that. I do a joke in my act about it, how titties are power. Like you look at these strippers, they know exactly what time it is. Being a homo, though, when you are in a strip club actually is a lot of fun because I'm immune to the powers of those ladies. They don't have any control on me at all whatsoever. So I'm just sitting there, really and truly. I'll sit there, watch my buddies mesmerized, completely mesmerized, hypnotized by a pair of bouncing boobies spinning around a pole. And I'm just kicked back with a cocktail, enjoying me some choreography. That's all I got to say about that shit. But also, and just on a side note, too, if glitter was to cure Ebola, you can also find a cure for that at any local gay bar, I guarantee you. Homos love things that sparkle, and they will put sparkles everywhere. I got lots of friends that do it. I myself am a fan of a sparkle. I'm a sucker for it. I can't help it. I was at a white elephant party over the weekend, you know, one of them where you give like a gift and then people can steal it, that kind of shit. You don't know how hard I fought for some rainbow sparkle cocktail cups. I'm just saying is all. You know what I mean? That's how that shit goes. But John Oliver nails this shit. So when you go out on New Year's Eve this year, all you mother truckers, I hope you behave yourselves and do not go up there ordering some freaking craft cocktail that takes 15 minutes to make while the rest of us are suffering, just wanting either a beer or one of our easy-to-do two-ingredient cocktails that don't take no time. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here it is in your hand. Move the motherfuck on. That is how it needs to go down. So thank you, John Oliver, for putting this into terms that people can understand about, one, how it's kind of a shitty holiday and you should stay home anyway because all you're doing is perpetuating this stupid nonsense, but two, there's a way to go about it. That's what I'm telling you. If you're going to do it, stay out of the Hollywood Hicks way when it comes to the bar because I'm trying to get hammered so that I can deal with all you fuckers who only go out on New Year's Eve and you sit there and think that you're cuter than you really are because trust a brother, you are not. So that's enough on that. I'm gonna quit bitching about New Year's Eve. It'll be fun. I'm going downtown. We'll get drunk with some friends I don't get to see enough. They're gonna be in town. We're ditching the fun killers for the night. They got some sitter coming or something. So that's all good, right? See, as we're here towards the end of the year, there's some stories. Like I want to hit on in a little while. I'm gonna hit on some of the things that have happened through throughout the year. Some pop culture type things that we're supposed to be sort of enamored with or whatever. But a couple of stories that are in the news right now. I love it. Like everybody is kind of like been given this shit. Check. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about this only because I know about this and people need to shut the fuck up. And actually this chick said something in reference to my titty comment earlier that makes me think it's pertinent. But this chick, Kaylee Cuoco or Cococo or whatever her name is on that Big Bang Theory show, the blonde girl, like the one that everybody acts like is prettier than she really is because she's cute, but she ain't that pretty. I don't understand why everybody's so goo-goo over her, but all the geeks love her. And I guess it's because of that damn Big Bang Theory and they all think they have a chance with her for some reason. When if you look at her husband, he's kind of a hottie. So guess what, geeks? Y'all ain't got a chance. That's just the way it goes. Geeks should go for geeks, make more geeks because we're going to need computer products. Just people. Okay. And I'm going to say this while I'm thinking of it because you know I often go off on a tangent. But I was reading this story too. Okay, so y'all know how the PlayStation and Microsoft networks and all that shit went down over Christmas and everybody was all up in arms. People couldn't like log in to use their new Xboxes and PlayStations. Like I have a PlayStation number 4. I actually have a PlayStation at every iteration. I am somewhat of a gamer. I like them. Actually, they are a nemesis of mine, of course, because if I can claim an addiction, it's an addiction to a video game. Because once I get hooked on one, I will sit there for hours. I will waste days sit there trying to kill all these stupid critters or orcs or aliens or whatever it is that I'm supposed to be killing. I love shooting stuff up on a video game. Works out some of my aggression, so that way I'm a kinder, gentler person when I go out into the world. But this is my thing, y'all. Okay, public, I can't say this shit right because I'm getting all worked up. Public service announcement. If you do not want your networks that you love and appreciate to be hacked and shut down on like holiday, then what you need to do is quit bullying these geeks in high school, mother truckers, because all you're doing is just fueling what is to come down the road. Because I come across this story about the dude who's claiming he's the one that took down these networks. And guess what his reason is? I'll tell you what this fool's reason is. This is what he said. He says, and I quote this out of the Hollywood Reporter, "I'd be rather worried if those people didn't have anything better to do than play games on their consoles on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day." You know what I say to you, hacker dude? Kiss my ass. I say it just like Whitney Houston. Kiss my ass! Because you know what? You're an asshole. And this is the reason The reason he's doing this shit, people, is because y'all bullied him in high school. Because now he knows how to work computers better than all y'all, and he's swooping in on the flip side and fucking all y'all up. That's what he's doing. So now you don't get to have fun on Christmas playing your games because this guy's an asshole who thinks that people shouldn't have fun on a holiday. You don't get to decide my fun, hacker. So if my fun is playing a video game because I work the rest of the year, this guy probably don't even work, probably sits on his ass on that damn computer all freaking day long down in his mama's basement doing Lord knows what, hacking shit, hacking himself, whacking himself, doing whatever the hell he's doing, and ruining people's freaking holiday. So please, people, I implore you, quit bullying people in high school. It goes beyond high school. It's not the fact that kids are killing themselves over freaking Facebook posts, which is completely ridiculous, and people need to, like, just stop. But quit bullying people. Just let people live. Let them go on with their lives. I mean, it's, like, ridiculous. And these bullies carry, and, like, you bullies, you carry it into adulthood, whether you want to admit it or not. Like, you bully people in your cars. You bully people over here. You bully people over there. It's freaking ridiculous, and it pisses me the hell off. So what I want you to do is stop. So because of you bullies, that's why y'all get to play video games come Christmas. So you can thank yourselves, as far as I'm concerned. Just pat yourselves on the mother trucking back because you have no freaking manners and you think it's appropriate to bully somebody. But what I was saying is, before, which got me into that tangent about freaking PlayStation Network and all that nonsense and Microsoft. But on that Kaylee Cuoco or Cuoco, I don't know how you say her damn name. All these people with unpronounceable last names is beyond me. Why, whatever happened to easy things like Smith or Paris? Easy. Put the letters together works. But how am I supposed to pronounce Cuoco, 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 whatever her freaking name is, right? It's like that, the Speaker of the House or whatever he does, that dude, his name is spelled Boner, but I'm supposed to call it Boehner. That's bullshit. If it's spelled Boner, I call it Boner, okay? Just because a boner has a different definition and you want to make it Boehner, but those letters together do not make an A sound. You don't get to have it that way. You just do not get to have it that way. It's like Sean. I can never figure out how S-E-A-N spells Sean. As far as that, there is no A. Sade. S-A-D-E. Where's the sh, the huh? It's like, where are my missing letters? Put my missing letters back. But this Kaylee Cuoco, apparently people have been giving her shit because she got her, like, her deviated septum fixed, which is something that I can purely sympathize with because I have had this same surgery, and it's wonderful. It's one of the best things I've ever done. I didn't know what it was like to breathe through my nose. Like, the right side apparently didn't even work. So I didn't even know that you could get what it was like to get air through there. I don't snore as much anymore, or at least I like to think I don't. I can actually breathe. I can smell better. Things taste better. So I fully understand why this chick went and did it. And from the picture that they took of her in the hospital bed, I can tell that's what they did because she looked just like I did, with a little piece of gauze taped under my nose to catch the blood drips that come out after they roto-rooted my sinuses. But apparently everybody always jumps to, oh, so-and-so's getting a nose job because they're getting their thing. You don't know how many people accuse me of getting a nose job. Let me explain something. One, my nose is perfect. I got a great mother trucking nose. So why would I want to go and change it? If you looked at this nose and thought to yourself, that dude would want to change it, that means you think that I'm the most shallow mother trucker on this planet and you can kiss my mother trucking ass. So no, I was not going to get my nose done. It's perfect the way it is because, God damn it, the Hollywood hick is foxy and he's going to stay that way. I'm not going to alter things with a nose job. I'm not going to end up like a friend of mine got his nose done and it still ain't right. They should have lopped more off the end of it as far as I'm concerned. So even when you get the shit done, it doesn't mean you're going to come out on the flip side looking any better. But I love how she did it because I was talking about titties earlier and I love how she's like, but I did get my tits done. And that is the kind of response that I'm looking for. That right there. She's like, hell yeah. I love it. She's like, this was her quote. She's like, I had no boobs. She's like, and really, it was the best thing ever. I always felt ill-proportioned. My implants made me feel more confident in my body. It wasn't about trying to be a porn star or wanting to look hot and sexy. Well, I tell you, I don't agree with her on that last part. It was about looking hot and sexy. I'm the porn star, I'll give you. You don't want to look like a porn star because those titties are giant and her titties are actually proportional. And those are the kind of breast augmentations that the Hollywood hick supports and is a proponent of. Go out and get you some titties, ladies. Please go get you some titties if you don't have them. They are power. You will get more out of life that way. People will give you things. It will be a lot easier. You won't have to work so damn hard. I mean, and guys give you shit that's like that you like handbags and jewelry and down payments and shit. I mean, it really does make sense. Just go get you a nice ample rack. Don't go overboard because that looks ridiculous. But get a nice C cup or whatever. Don't even got to go to D's or W's. Like, there's such a thing as too much. I was like, but get you some titties that you got something to work with so that when you need to get a man to do what you want him to do, you can walk in, lay those things on the counter, and then they will be mesmerized by your titties and only be able to say yes. So do it. Run right out and do it. All of you ladies, if you ain't got no titties, go get you some titties. And don't be sitting there talking about, I know there's probably some chick somewhere talking about, this homo don't know what he's talking about because I'm too smart to need titties. I'm going to rely on my brain and not my titties. Fuck you. If you were already smart, you would already have titties. That's the way I look at it. Those things are your Disney fast pass through life. Know this. Just do this, be this, live this. So don't give me that I'm smart, I don't need titty shit, because that is never, ever going to fly with the Hollywood hick. Because if you were smart, you would already have titties. Case closed. So Katie Kukukuokoko off of the Big Bang Theory, good for you for getting you some titty boobs. I am loving it. And while we're on titty boobs, I'm going on a whole titty. So here at the end of the year, Miss Miley Cyrus is putting her titties back out again. She's been putting them everywhere, those little itty bitty titties. Talk about somebody who should go get her a nice rack. Just a little bit. You don't need a whole lot, but honestly, and I've said this before, like if you put a pasty on your titty and it covers your whole titty, it is not a pasty. That is not. It's a bikini. It's not a pasty. And that's what she does. But apparently, the little Miley Cyrus, there's this whole Twitter campaign, like Chelsea Handler, that comedian chick, she kind of is the one who started fueling it, I think. But there's a lot of ladies who, like, they have this, like, I think it's called Free the Nip campaign or something like that. And so what they're doing is they're putting pictures of their boobies on the Instagrams, knowing that Instagram's going to take it off because they have a no nudity policy, but they consider it a double standard because the fellas can put their titty balls out, but the ladies can't. And honestly, some of the fellas who put their tits out have bigger tits than the girls, and that is what I find offensive. That is what I completely find offensive. But this thing is called, like, hashtag free the nipple or whatever. So Miley Cyrus is a proponent of it. And people are giving her shit again because she put up one with her tits out, like a nice black and white, whatever, looked professionally done. Sort of picture. It was good. I mean, it's actually kind of tasteful. I saw it. Whatever. She wants to put her titties out. Let her put her titties out. But then, just to sort of stir the pot, she put a picture of like four ladies with their tits out and then put her face as like Hannah Montana on there when she was like a lot younger. So, of course, everybody who has like is scared of titties, all the ultra conservative people who are like titties, send them on tilt, you know, they went nuts. And now they're all pitching a fit saying how, her attempt to desexualize the female nipple and create equality backfires when you superimpose a child's face on a fully developed woman's naked or topless body. It actually sexualizes the innocent child. Now, you know what just sexualized that child? She was making a point. You sexualize that child, Mr. Conservative dude. His name is Patrick Juanes. He's a PhD of some sort in human behavior or some shit. I'm getting this off of the Fox News, of course, because they're all up in arms over it. But it's like, it's like a movement to empower women. So whatever. If they want to put their titties out, it's a titty. Why is everybody so upset by titty? I get it. If somebody pulls their dick out or like has their vagina showing or whatever, like I can get how people would find that somewhat overly sexual and not like appropriate for public consumption. But a titty is a titty. Like the people who get upset because they see some woman breastfeeding their kid somewhere, get over it, y'all. It's a titty. I don't exactly want to see a kid breastfeeding while I'm having dinner, but you know what? I'm able to not pay attention and look the other way. I don't know why people don't, I don't understand why people don't have that ability. It's like these freaking crazy homo haters who want to get all up in our business about what we're doing and what we're, all the like trouble we're causing. When all they would really have to do is quit paying attention, and they won't know. But they are so concerned about what we're doing that that's why everybody thinks that that's what they want to be doing, because you are only concerned that much about things that you wish you could do. That's what I want. Like if you're really worried about whose dick's getting sucked by what dude, that means you want your dick sucked by some dude, and or you want to suck that dude's dick. That's just how that goes down. That's just the way that works, whether you want to believe it or not, whatever religion you hide behind. And I'm all for religion, by the way. If I talk shit about religion, it's because the crazies in the religion are the squeaky wheel, and those are the ones I gotta call out and put on blast because they're fucking nuts. Nuts. Just own your position. Do not blame it on Jesus or God or any of that crap. If that's what you believe, say that's what you believe. But don't make it about Jesus, because if you look up Jesus, he was pretty much an upstanding fella who would not have, he would have put the kibosh on your shenanigans a long time ago. Like, so when and if Jesus does show up again, You motherfuckers better be ready, because I don't think you're going to get the answers you were looking for. I think you might get a swift slap across the face because your judgmental, condescending, bullshit attitudes and how you want to like impose your ways on everybody else. Again, to quote the beloved Miss Dolly Parton, the greatest human being to ever walk this planet, she says, and I ain't going to get this exactly right, but to paraphrase, once you start judging, you're already sinning, so you're fucked. So quit your judging. That's all I'm going to say on that. So poor Miley Cyrus, she can't pull her titties out without causing a scandal. Everybody always wants to take it there. It's like, she's making a point. If you don't want to look at the shit, don't look at the shit. Miley, good Lord. Okay, that's enough titty talk for today. Welcome to the new year. The Hollywood Hick went on a titty tangent. It'll happen again. Trust me, I love titties. I love titties almost as much as I love Dolly Parton and Wonder Woman, and it's their fault I love them anyway, right? Oh, and speaking of Wonder Woman, okay, one last titty thing because I just came across this, and I ain't even going to look up the article. I'm going off the top of my head, so if I get any of it wrong, sorry. But apparently, when somebody actually did interview that Amy Adams chick, because you know she's in that Superman, Batman movie that's coming out where Wonder Woman does a cameo, like the character finally goes, makes it to the movie screen, right? Well, she was talking to somebody because I'm surprised anybody talked to her because she got kicked off the Today Show because she didn't want to talk about the Sony hacking skit. Oops, excuse me, I hiccuped in the middle of the Hollywood Hick. Hick, hiccup, ha! But she didn't want to talk about the Sony scandal, which is absurd to me because she's part of the Sony scandal. She does Sony movies. She's in that business. She's like, should have an opinion. But she didn't want to express an opinion because she didn't want to, like, probably piss anybody off. So she said she wouldn't talk about it. We're like, if you don't want to talk about it, get the fuck out, which I fully support. Good for you, Today Show. But somebody who actually did bother to interview her, and she was commenting, I guess, on one the Wonder Woman costume and when she first saw it when they were making the new movie, and how badass it is. But what she did not comment on is how it has no titties. So I'm going to reserve judgment till I see the movie, but I did see the promo still they put out, and I still think it needs more titty. It looks kind of badass. The colors in that photo were muted, so I'm going to hold reserve judgment. But I'm still a proponent of Wonder Woman needs more titty. I just don't understand who at Warner Brothers thought that this chick should not have an ample rack. And I don't even want it to be real. I don't care. I am a fan of illusion. I love Britney Spears, and I love watching Britney Spears in concert, and she lip syncs every last bit of it, and that's exactly the way I want it. I know what she sounds like live. Who wants to hear that? No, I want to hear the track. I want to see her shake around. I want to see the spectacle. I want to see the backup dancers. I want to see all of that. I could give two fucks if she is singing live or not. Now, if I went to see Adele and she sang to a track, that'd be a different story. But Britney Spears, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the front door, right? Oh, and speaking of pop chanteuses, our friend Miss Christina Aguilera has been in the news because apparently she went, I guess her birthday is around Christmas, and she went to Disneyland. I love this story because I fucking hate Disneyland. It's one of the worst, it's not the happiest place on earth. It's the most miserable place on earth. And it's also the fattest place on earth if you ever go. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why, whatever, but they are large people all over Disneyland. And I can't, that's not even why I hate it. I hate it because it's hot. There's too many fun killers running around. I don't like waiting in line all that time, and don't give me that shit about fast pass because you still end up waiting in line, and that's if you get a damn fast pass. You got to get there at the butt crack of dawn to do it. I hate Disneyland. But apparently she went to Disneyland with her buddies, right? There's a whole bunch of them, and was wanting to get a picture done with the Christmas Mickey Mouse or whatever, and Mickey Mouse was about to go on break, so he's like, nah, I'm going on break. And from what I understand, they have pretty strict rules about that there because they're wearing these costumes, and it kind of gets hot in there and stuffy, and they can only be out there so long legally or whatever because the mascot union must come up their ass or whatever, right? So this guy was like, I'm going on break, so I can't do it right now. And Christina Aguilera apparently lost her ever-loving pop-singing mind, and started pitching a fit, calling him an asshole. Security had to get called. But I love it. In true chicken ass style, of course, what do? Diss a mother trucking peer. That's what they did. So they couldn't like have to face the music for calling Mickey Mouse an asshole, which is kind of a bitch move. But I do love Christina Aguilera because that bitch can sing. Now, see, that's another one. If she didn't sing live, I'd be pissed because I've seen her a couple of times live, and she fucking kicks ass, and she does sing live. And But she can. And so that's what makes the difference. So whatever, Christina Aguilera at Disneyland, you fucking crack me up. What the hell else is going on in the world? Oh, one more story. And then we'll get to a couple of things about like some pop culture things, references for the new year. We'll probably be doing a few of those over the next few episodes of the Hollywood Hit, because I'm looking at the time and I am just blazing through this edition, the Tuesday edition of the Hollywood Hit here on the Crab Diving Network. I hope y'all listen to all the programming here. And also, follow me on the Twitters if you want. I'm going to get more active in the news. I've been bad. I've been working and shit, so sorry. If y'all been trying to follow my Twitters and there ain't much more than a rabbit fucking a stuffed animal, I apologize for that. But if you have looked at that rabbit fucking that stuffed animal, you know it's fucking hysterical. And I highly encourage you to go check out my Twitters and find it, because it's hysterical. My friend Quincy L. Johnson, the second fucking fabulous-ass comedian out here in Los Angeles, sent it to me, and I watch it at least twice a day because it makes me fucking laugh my ass off. So, at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris, and that's where you can find it. But watch me on the Twitters, and then tune in here on the Crab Diving Network, because it's fucking awesome. But one more story I want to touch on, because I love these kind of stories. So, y'all know who Jeremy Renner is, the actor. He's in, like, the Avengers. He plays Hawkeye. He did that Zero Dark Thirty movie. No, was that the one he was in? No, he was in the other one, whatever that... No, maybe that one. Whatever. That one that was directed, whatever. That war movie wasn't Zero Dark Thirty, I don't think, because that was one about assassinating Obama. Not Obama. Good Lord. See, I should not be allowed to talk about this shit. Assassinate Osama, not Obama. And whatever. Actor dude. And so apparently he got secret married a while back, but now 10 months later he's getting divorced publicly, and that's when it gets good, because they just let it out in like September or something, but they'd been married for several months before that. But I always thought this dude was a homo, because I had always heard he was a homo, like one of the most like pretty like just obvious homos, like didn't really try to hide it or anything. But then he became super famous, so what happened? That closet door went slamming shut. So I love now that he's getting divorce, and the wife Sunny Pacheco, she's like, apparently there's a prenup in place or whatever, and she's trying to get it nulled because she's claiming fraud. I wonder what that fraud could be. Walked in on him sucking dick, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating, but from the rumors I heard that he was pretty much a homo. So I'm thinking that's what the fraud is. But also, she wants her passport back. Like, why is he holding on to her passport? Like, there's some shady shit going on there. I thought he was always kind of low key and tried to want to stay off the radar. But apparently, if you like confiscate somebody's passport and like and get divorced under fraud, you're going to be on the front page of the TMZ. That's how that shit works. It's exactly how that shit works, right? There was a couple other stories. Speaking of divorce, you know who else is getting divorced? Chris Rock. I thought he was one of those solid Hollywood marriages. Apparently not. And I have to give Chris Rock his prompts on this, because apparently he's bored. He doesn't want to be married anymore. And that's exactly what he says. He's like, I'm not happy and I don't want to be married anymore. Instead of making up some big old long convoluted story about how he's married and like all this, whatever, trying to like save face. He's like, nah, I just don't want to be married anymore. And the truth shall set you free. I don't know why so many people don't understand that all you got to do is speak the motherfucking truth and people can't use it against you. When you start lying and fabricating, that's when they come on the flip side and fuck your ass up. Look at these religious people who get taken down because they try to hide it. The Ted Haggards, the Jerry Falwells, who else got took down? The PTL, Jim Baker, poor Tammy. May she rest in peace. I love Tammy Faye Baker. I don't care what anybody says. And if y'all want to talk ill about Tammy Faye Baker, you're going to have to go through me, because she was hysterical. I was on her talk show with Jim J. Bullock, the dude, the big old homo off of Too Close for Comfort back in the 80s. She had a talk show with him, Jim J. and Tammy Faye. I was on it a few times, modeled me some boxer shorts, did the hustle with Captain and Tennille, escorted out some ladies in wedding dresses. It was always fun. And Tammy was always super nice, very friendly, and hysterical. When she went to shoving chocolate bars down her brassiere to be funny during a fondue segment on the 70s show, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because she did not realize that shit was going to start melting under them lights, and she started pulling melted chocolate out of her titties, and that was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. And I was there live and in person, so however they edited it, I could tell you the truth. But that's what's going on there. So I figured we'd touch a little bit. We got we're getting towards another 10 minutes or so here to left of the Hollywood Hick. But I've been trying to like follow along and see what's happening in like the pop culture throughout the year. And like one of the things that keeps popping back up, like the one, like the Kaz, that mother trucker is scarred. just screwed. Like, that's the pop culture story that keeps popping up. Like, that and, like, the people who died, they keep wanting to talk about that. They keep wanting to talk about on these things. I'm like, I'm trying to see, like, what pop culture was really important this year, you know? The one that I think really is the most important. Oh, before we get into this, though, did y'all see where this, I love it, this dude, talk about child actor fall from grace nonsense for real, but freaking Screech off of the Saved by the Bell got arrested again for stabbing some dude at some dive bar over in wherever the hell he lives, like somewhere in like the Midwest somewhere. But he says it was an accident, like he accidentally stabbed somebody. How the fuck do you accidentally stab somebody? I don't know how you do that. I don't understand how you do that. It's beyond me. But apparently he accidentally stabbed somebody, spent the weekend in jail, and says it's all a big misunderstanding. He was trying to protect his girlfriend. How the fuck do you accidentally stab somebody? So I'm hoping to get more information on that coming along, because it's kind of vague at the moment. But all they're saying is he was arrested and got stabbed. Totally got stabbed it. But I was looking along, trying to figure out, like, what the hell is happening, you know, like, pop culture-wise, and Cosby keeps popping up everywhere. And then come to find out, this dude, his level of assholery is just through the mother trucking roof. This is what it is. So now people have come out, like, it's like upwards of 30 women at this point, I think, have come out and said that this smarmy ass gross dude basically drugged and or raped me and did or tried to rape me, all of these things. And they're trying to say, how, why would you sit on it? Why wouldn't you go to police without paying attention to any of the statistics and any of the research that's been done about how it traumatizes women, and they don't talk about it because of the stigma or because people won't believe them. For all the same, for the reasons that you are trying to point fingers is the reasons they don't all come out, because of that kind of shit. But now, fucking Cosby, just going to the levels of assholery, like how he's ever going to dig himself out of this hole, I do not know. It's not going to happen. It's just not gonna, I don't see it happening. If he does come back from this, I will be thoroughly amazed, because I have not seen anybody mishandle this shit, anything this bad, in a long time, right? Because it started out, he was doing those interviews before it really hit big, and he was trying to like muscle the AP into not releasing the like talking about it, and like, why did you ask these questions, trying to challenge the integrity of the reporter who is doing it and all of this stuff. So now comes out to make shit worse, he has done gone and hired a team of private investigators through his lawyer, the smarmiest of smarms, Marty Singer, who likes to put out statements saying that these women are lying and all that, although the statistics should prove that or help to prove that they don't lie, that only about 4% of women do lie about rape. And of those 4%, yeah, that's kind of despicable, but 96% are telling the truth. So, okay, out of 30, 4% of that is like, what, 1.5? So we'll take 1.5 ladies out. And I don't do math well, so if that's wrong, fuck you. And I'm just talking off the top of my goddamn head. But they hired all these investigators to dig up dirt on these women, because that's what you do. You go try to find out like things they've done, because they want to say like maybe they had one too many cocktails one night and did something or whatever. But honestly, if you find anything to the level of drugging and raping, then I guess maybe you can bring that up. But one of the ones I first tried to bring up was when Beverly Johnson, you know, she's one of the more recent ones to come out saying that he tried to rape her, drug and rape her, but she realized what was going on, went off on him, called him a motherfucker. He threw her in a cab and sent her on her way. So then they're trying to say, well, why didn't she ever say this to her boyfriend of several years, like a while back? And then CNN did a thing about it. They're like, why didn't you talk to him? Blah, blah, blah. This is biased reporting. Well, come to find out, CNN did try to talk to him, found out that he was, one, a crazy person who she has had to get restraining orders against, has made death threats to her, and it's not somebody who has her best interests in mind. So yes, he's going to say things that are damaging against her, because he's an asshole who is damaging her reputation to save his own. So then the CNN found this out, and guess who shut the fuck right up on that one? Martin Singer, the bulldog attorney for Bill Cosby, who's trying to dig up dirt on these women, who is the most reprehensible human. Like, I have heard these stories for years, and I believed it way back when it first started years ago when I first heard it. It's just now it's like gone nuts. But if he bounces back from this, I will be thoroughly shocked, because he is despicable, despicable. Him and Marky Mark are the two most despicable people in Hollywood as far as I'm concerned right now. him for being a drug raper, and also for Marky Mark for being somebody who commits hate crimes that he thinks he should be pardoned for because he's a famous movie actor now. I can't even get started on that. I only got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick. If I get on a Marky Mark rant, this show will go like for the next hour and a half of me bitching about Marky Mark, because I read a thing about some of the horrible things he did, again, like even more like towards black children. He racist, and that kind of racism, I don't know if it can ever go away, like what I saw, whatever, blah blah blah. That's it. Hell, y'all, I'm getting towards the end of the Hollywood Hick. I haven't even hit on half the pop culture references throughout the year that I wanted to. So over the next few Hollywood Hick episodes, we'll be touching on the pop culture that was the hits and misses, I reckon you'd say, like the pop culture that was really good, and the big old giant misses and fails. So the worst of the worst pop culture, those are sometimes my favorite. Like freaking Kim Kardashian's big ass. Like nobody wanted to see that. Nobody wanted to see that. That photoshopped nobody's ass. It was like, you looked like a goddamn centaur. That's not, it's like, don't try to pretend like that's real. Like it was proven. Well, wow. See, I can't get started on these people. I hate them. But in an effort to make me feel better about myself, as I often do, so I was perusing one of my favorite websites that I have talked about on multiple occasions. The Smoking Gun. And there were a couple of things on there that were just too good for it. So, okay, just to get into it. So the first person who makes me feel really good about myself comes from the great state of Louisiana. Yep, in Louisiana, where a chick named Chesley Brimberry, that is a hell of a name. Actually, I kind of like her name. Chesley Brimberry. She's 36. She was recently jailed because she allegedly tried to forcefully steal the shoes off of an 11-year-old boy. Yeah. So this chick tried to steal this kid's shoes, like had him on the ground trying to wrestle his shoes off of him. And so the cops find her from a description from the victim, poor kid, right? And after being collared by him, she said, Brimberry stated that she could not believe she was being arrested for trying to take shoes from an 11-year-old kid. You are attacking an 11-year-old kid trying to take his shoes, traumatizing this poor thing, probably beyond belief. And of course, she was drunker than Cootie Brown, just completely drunker than Cootie Brown, over twice the limit. Apparently, she wasn't driving. They breathalyzed her anyway. They were like, we got to see how drunk this chick is, right? So then I love how people think they just can't behave on the flip side. So she gets down to the police station and she starts telling them, she said, when I see you, I'm going to kill you. She starts making death threats. That always goes good at a police station. Tried to run out a couple of few times, ends up charged with attempted robbery and public intimidation. And it doesn't tell us what kind of shoes she was going for on the kid, but that shit cracks me up. Chesley Brimberry. Oh, you know, I Googled her because I discovered that sometimes if you Google these people, you will find out that this is not the only thing they did. And yeah, this woman, I think if anybody needs the AA, it might be this chick, because I found probably about 5 mugshots of hers, and every one of them, she is wasted in some way or another, like obviously wasted. I don't know if it's drugs or just booze or what, but this chick was straight up 100% wasted. And yeah, so it goes on. But the other story on the Smoking Gun that cracked my ass up, it comes to us from the great state of Pennsylvania. So no Florida on either one of these, although there were Florida things in here that I saw, but they weren't as good as these ones. But there's this dude who got arrested for holding up a Uniontown pizzeria on Saturday evening when he handed worker Debbie Taggart a scrap of toilet paper containing an 11-word message that said, don't turn around, I have a gun, give me 300 now, that he wrote on toilet paper. Okay, y'all got that. He wrote that on toilet paper. So when the cops arrived, he was still inside. And when the police, his name's Eric Fry, by the way, he's 29. When the police confronted him about it, he says that he was accosted by a large black man with a beard and his face covered with a hoodie back in the alley, and he threatened to shoot him if he didn't give this note. The cops smell bullshit from a mile a freaking way, right? And so to make this long story short, they go to his house to look at the toilet paper that he says would not have any evidence. They find the roll of toilet paper that has the words that he wrote etched into, like, you know, like the indentation on the actual roll that was left. So what was left of the toilet paper roll, you could read exactly what he had written on there sitting on his freaking bathroom counter. So, Mr. Eric Fry, thank you for making me feel so much better about myself. And that's it for the Hollywood Hick today, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Listen to everything on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear the stream as it's happening, you can also find us on the iTunes and the Crab Diving website for podcasts to all of this stuff. There's all kind of other ways. If you look at the Crab Diving website, you'll find us and where to find all the great programming, and we turn them into podcasts. So if you can't listen to it live, you can always listen to it on the flip side. And all of y'all, stay out of trouble. Have a great new year. I hope this year treated you well. I hope the new one treats you better. And that's it for me. So everybody be good. I'm getting out of here. Gonna go get drunk. It's New Year's, y'all. I gotta temper all these idiots I'm about to run into out there in the night, in the Hollywood night. So y'all be good. I will see y'all soon. Bye-bye, y'all. Lambo, 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 lambo. Just do that plain old